Good morning. My name is Lara, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the Public Finances and Public Debt Report for the fourth quarter of 2013. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. It is now my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Ernesto Revilla. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. I'm here with Alejandro Diaz de Leon, head of the Public Credit Union, and we would like to welcome you to the Mexican Ministries of Finance conference call on the report on economic activity, public finances, and public debt for the fourth quarter of 2013. During the fourth quarter of 2013, the expansion of the Mexican economy continued to strengthen. The transitory factors that contributed to slower growth during the first half of last year have, in the most part, dissipated. Growth in Mexican exports accelerated with respect to the first half of 2013, supported by Mexico's competitiveness and a stronger industrial production in the U.S. Domestic demand expanded with respect to the previous quarter. The expansion of consumption and investment were supported by formal job creation, by the increasing credit growth, and by the more dynamic federal government expenditures. As of December 31st of last year, the number of workers affiliated to IMSS stood at 16,525,000. That represents an annual growth of 2.9%, equivalent to 463,000 jobs. As of December of 2013, according to data made available today by the Central Bank, total credit from commercial and development banks increased 5% in real annual terms. Within, credit for consumption recorded an increase of 6.4%. At the end of 2013, headline inflation remained within the Central Bank's target. Annual headline inflation for the year was 3.97%, due mainly to transitory and temporary factors on the supply side in some agricultural products, as well as an increases in some public transport fees. During the fourth quarter, the exchange rate appreciated 0.5%. This was the result of a positive and orderly reactions to markets in that quarter to the Federal Reserve decision to start reducing the monetary stimulus. Regarding the trade balance, the accumulated deficit for 2013 amounted to $1 billion. It is estimated that it will remain at moderate levels. Regarding public finances, during 2013, those public finances had a positive development to the benefit of Mexican macroeconomic stability. Regarding expenditures, current expenditures decreased for the first time in 9 years, decreasing 0.3% in real terms. Within, expenditure in personal services also observed the lowest growth in the last 9 years, and operational expenditures decreased 3.9%. On the other hand, physical investment increased 3.8% in real terms. Hence, as expected since the first half of 2013, the increased dynamism in public expenditures toward the end of the year should allow for greater support to economic activity. Budgetary revenues of the public sector during 2013 were 4.3% higher in real terms. Within, tax revenues increased 4.4%, oil revenues grew 2.6%, and revenues of public entities under direct budgetary control other than Pemex decreased 0.6% in real terms, mainly due to lower electricity sales. Reflecting sound public finances, a lower deficit was observed than the one originally expected for 2013. Excluding Pemex investment, the deficit amounted to 46 billion pesos, equivalent to 0.3% of GDP, compared to the original estimate of 65 billion pesos or 0.4% of GDP. Those positive results in public finances allowed for the making of contributions and savings to the stabilizations and investment funds, which has not occurred since 2008. The balance of those stabilization funds at the end of 2013 amounts to 71 billion pesos. I will now let Alejandro Diaz de Leon cover some topics regarding public debt.
Thank you very much, Ernesto. I will try just highlighting some of the main items of 2013 public debt strategy. As you know, the cornerstone of our financing program is in local debt markets, and we use external markets as a complementary way. We issued in dollar, euro, and yen, and it was the first time since we issued in euros since the last three years. So we have been able to attain a more diversified sources of funding from our external sources. And in particular, Mexico received an award as the best sovereign issuer for 2013 in recognition of this effort. Second, in terms of local debt management, the different quarterly programs were announced and were completed as announced, and we are currently running with a program that has a little bit lower duration as the one we issued at the beginning of last year. And I would just highlight some issues in terms of the debt levels that have been attained by the end of last year. And I will start highlighting that the federal government's net debt was 28.3% of GDP, and from this amount, 81%, as I said, is financed in pesos in local markets, and 18% done in external markets. As you know, we have three definitions of debt. What is the narrowest, which is for the federal government. The second includes, in top of the government, we also include public entities under direct budgetary control, development banks, and these comprise the public sector's net debt. And the figure was 35% of GDP. And finally, we have the broadest definition of debt, which corresponds to the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements. And these measured amount and stood for 38.3% of GDP. These levels and the dynamics of these figures are clearly consistent with the funding needs approved by Congress for 2013. And finally, just to highlight some numbers in terms of local debt, highlight that the average maturity that we have for the local debt issuance effort is 7.9 years, and in terms of duration, it's a little bit above 5 years of duration. So just to highlight from this end, that refinancing risk, as can be implied by these numbers, is significantly low. And just highlight also that a few weeks ago, the annual borrowing plan for 2014 was published, and that is a document that explains in detail the funding needs for this year, the strategy for both local and external debt markets, and that document is available also in English, with a full English version at the ministry's website. Well, on this end, I finish with the debt management and the debt statistic part, and pass the word to the operator to see if there are any questions.
Thank you. We will now proceed with the questions and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone keypad. One moment, please. And I'm showing we do not have any questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much, operator. Can we can you explain a little bit more the process to make the question again and raise the question to see if there is any additional or potential question? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the two at this time. And I'm showing we have no questions at this time.
In that case, we would like to thank the people that connected to the call. If there is any additional information, you can let us know through the Investor Relations Office, and clearly we'll try to provide any information that you could need. Thank you very much for attending the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.